Hi, everyone, and welcome back to HindiPod101.com. This is Intermediate Season 1, Lesson 12. Hearing about the past in Hindi. Eric here.
Namaste, I'm Udita.
In this lesson, you'll review the used to past tense. The conversation takes place at home.
It's between Manisha and Amina.
The speakers are an employer and employee, so they'll use polite Hindi. Okay, let's listen to the conversation.
अमीना आप घर से बस में आती हो
जी दीदी
क्या आप बहुत सालों से वहाँ रहती हो
हाँ करीब 30 साल
अरे वाह
हाँ ये इलाका तो सब नया है 10-20 साल पहले बहुत कम लोग होते थे यहाँ
अच्छा आप काम कहाँ करती थी
मैं तब उत्तर की ओर जाया करती थी अब तो बस मिलती है उन दिनों कुछ भी नहीं होता था मैं आधा रास्ता चलकर जाती थी
बाप रे बहुत देर लगती होगी
हाँ करीब 2 घंटे जाने में और फिर शाम को दोबारा 2 घंटे वापस आने में
उफ गर्मी में भी और शाम को अंधेरे में असुरक्षित महसूस नहीं होता था
हाँ इसलिए मैं दोपहर में ही निकल जाती थी चलते हुए कभी अंधेरे में नहीं लौटती थी
Listen to the conversation one time slowly.
अमीना आप घर से बस में आती हो जी दीदी क्या आप बहुत सालों से वहाँ रहती हो हाँ करीब 30 साल अरे वाह हाँ यह इलाका तो सब नया है 10-20 साल पहले बहुत कम लोग होते थे यहाँ अच्छा आप काम कहाँ करती थी
मैं तब उत्तर की ओर जाया करती थी अब तो बस मिलती है उन दिनों कुछ भी नहीं होता था मैं आधा रास्ता चल कर जाती थी
बाप रे बहुत देर लगती होगी हाँ करीब 2 घंटे जाने में और फिर शाम को दोबारा 2 घंटे वापस आने में उफ गर्मी में भी और शाम को अंधेरे में असुरक्षित महसूस नहीं होता था हाँ इसलिए मैं दोपहर में ही निकल जाती थी चलते हुए कभी अंधेरे में नहीं लौटती थी
Listen to the conversation with the English translation.
अमीना आप घर से बस में आती हो
अमीना डू यू टेक द बस फ्रॉम होम
जी दीदी
यस
क्या आप बहुत सालों से वहां रहती हो
Have you been living there for a long time?
हाँ करीब 30 साल
Yes, around 30 years.
अरे वाह
Oh, wow.
हाँ ये इलाका तो सब नया है 10-20 साल पहले बहुत कम लोग होते थे यहाँ
Yes, this area is all new. 10 or 20 years back, there were hardly any people in this part of town.
अच्छा, आप काम कहाँ करती थी?
Really? Where did you used to work?
मैं तब उत्तर की ओर जाया करती थी. अब तो बस मिलती है. उन दिनों कुछ भी नहीं होता था. मैं आधा रास्ता चलकर जाती थी.
I used to go up towards the north side. Now we have buses. Back then, there was nothing. I used to walk half the way.
बाप रे, बहुत देर लगती होगी.
Oh my goodness. It must have been very long.
हाँ, करीब 2 घंटे जाने में. और फिर शाम को दोबारा 2 घंटे वापस आने में.
Yes, about 2 hours to get there, and then 2 hours back again in the evening.
उफ गर्मी में भी और शाम को अंधेरे में असुरक्षित महसूस नहीं होता था?
Gosh, in the summer too? And did you not feel unsafe in the evening in the dark?
हाँ, इसलिए मैं दोपहर में ही निकल जाती थी। चलते हुए कभी अंधेरे में नहीं लौटती थी।
Yes, that's why I would just leave in the afternoon. I would never walk back in the dark. Wow, it sounds like there are some big changes in the area that Amina was talking about.
Yes, this kind of transformation has happened a lot all over India. In smaller towns and on the edges of big metropolitan areas over the last couple of decades.
What kind of changes?
Cities have expanded and malls have cropped up everywhere. In the past, India had a closed market. Products, services, and pop culture from outside of India were not available or well known, except for the richest families or those that traveled abroad.
So the average family in India wouldn't have known of, say, Michael Jackson?
Those in the cities would probably have known who he was, at least by name, as well as some classic MJ poses or images, but not those in rural India. And he's probably one of the few.
And now?
Since the late 1990s, the market has completely opened up. Global chains like McDonald's, Subway, and so on have opened in the country in the past decade. Cell phones are very commonplace now, and more people own TVs than before.
Does Indian TV show a wide variety of programs?
There used to be just one state-run TV channel, but now there are hundreds of channels that often show English-language TV shows and movies too.
It sounds like there's been rapid change.
Yes, and it gets faster and more dramatic with every generation.
Okay, let's take a look at the vocabulary from this lesson. The first word is...
Kareeb.
Close to, about.
Kareeb. Kareeb.
Next we have...
Uttar.
North.
Uttar. Uttar.
Next we have...
Or.
Direction.
Or. Or.
Next we have...
Der.
Late.
Der. Der.
Next we have...
Andhera.
Darkness.
Andhera. Andhera.
Next we have...
Asurakshit.
Unsafe.
Asurakshit. Asurakshit.
Next we have...
Mehsus.
Feel, sensation.
Mehsus. Mehsus.
And last...
Lautna.
To return, to come back.
Lautna. Lautna.
Let's have a closer look at the usage of some of the words and phrases from this lesson. The first word is...
Kareeb.
Meaning close to, about. What can you tell us about this?
Kareeb is an adverb and an adjective. As an adverb, it means close to or approximately, and as an adjective, it means close or near.
How is it used?
It's used with numbers. It's often used before a number to say approximately X number.
Is it always placed before the number?
If you use the possessive particle ke, it can go right after. So it'd be number ke kareeb.
Can you give us an example using this word?
Sure. For example, you can say, Is khane mein kareeb 100 gram makhan dala ja... No, again. Is khane mein kareeb 100 gram makhan dala jata hai.
Which means, you put around 100 grams of butter in this food. Okay, what's the next word?
Der.
Meaning late. What can you tell us about this?
Der is both an adjective and a noun, and it means late.
How do we use it?
You can pair it with a verb to talk about things taking time or being prolonged.
How else is it used?
To use it as an adjective, it needs to be paired with the preposition se.
What's an example using this word?
You can say, Aaj hum sab subah der se jaage.
Which means, all of us woke up late this morning. Okay, what's the next word?
Mehsus.
Meaning feel. Can you explain this for us?
Mehsoos is a noun and means sensation or feeling.
So it doesn't mean emotions, but a feeling being experienced.
Right. It's usually used with the verbs hona or karna. In those cases, it means something similar to, I felt that or I sensed that.
Can you give us an example using this word?
Sure. For example, you can say, Sammelan mein mujhe bahut ajeeb sa mehsoos hua.
Which means, I felt very strange at the gathering. Okay, now onto the lesson focus. In this lesson, you'll learn about the past tense, or used to. This was used a few times in the dialogue as Amina spoke about the situation in the past.
That's right. To make these sentences, we use a verb in the past tense, followed by karte the, or karta tha, or karti thi.
And what do those mean?
They mean the same thing, but karte the is the neutral formal or plural form, and it means would do. And when you add a past tense verb, it becomes used to do. Karta tha is the singular masculine, and karti thi is the feminine, singular and plural.
How do we use those with verbs?
Karte the is used with transitive verbs, unless the object of the sentence is feminine, in which case we use karti thi.
Do we still use that even if there is no object in the sentence?
No, if it's a transitive verb but there is no obvious object in the sentence, like in the case of sentences in the passive voice, we use jata tha for singular or jate the for plural.
What about intransitive verbs?
For those, we use karta tha.
Is there an exception for feminine objects here too?
Yes, there is. We use karti thi or karte the for plural mixed gender or when speaking respectfully.
Okay, let's see this in action. Can you give us an example using the transitive verb and a masculine object?
Ek budhe vyakti yahan baitha karte the.
Which means, an old man used to sit here. Now, how about an intransitive sentence?
Ye shahar bahut chota hua karta tha.
Which means, this town used to be very small. There's a lot more information about this in the lesson notes, so be sure to check them out.
So far, we've been using the English used to talk about things in the past. But in English, you can also use would in some instances, and it has a similar meaning to used to.
Right. For example, I would bike to school every day. And I used to bike to school every day.
In Hindi, those sentences would be, Main roz cycle se school jaati thi. And Main roz cycle se school jaya karti thi, respectively. In Hindi, the meaning is similar to.
Does that mean there are some circumstances where the meaning isn't similar in Hindi?
Yes. When you're talking about how things were done in the past decade, era, or century, then used to fits better.
Can you give us an example?
Un dino dakia dak lekar gaon se gaon paidal jaya karte the. This uses used to, and that fits better than would.
And that sentence means, in those days, the postman used to walk from village to village with the post.
Listeners, do you find it hard to remember new words?
Here's how you never forget Hindi words again.
The Word Bank.
This is your personal collection of words and phrases.
And all the new words you've learned in this lesson.
Just save them to the Word Bank with one click.
And you can instantly review them in one spot.
Organize them the way you want.
And even print them out as physical vocabulary lists.
Go to HindiPod101.com.
And try my word bank.
Okay, that's all for this lesson. Thank you for listening, everyone, and we'll see you next time.
Alvida. Amina, aap ghar se bus mein aati ho?
Ji, didi.
Kya aap bahut saalon se wahan rehti ho?
हाँ करीब 30 साल
अरे वाह
हाँ ये इलाका तो सब नया है 10-20 साल पहले बहुत कम लोग होते थे यहाँ
अच्छा आप काम कहाँ करती थी
मैं तब उत्तर की ओर जाया करती थी अब तो बस मिलती है उन दिनों कुछ भी नहीं होता था मैं आधा रास्ता चलकर जाती थी
बाप रे बहुत देर लगती होगी
हाँ करीब 2 घंटे जाने में और फिर शाम को दोबारा 2 घंटे वापस आने में
उफ़ गर्मी में भी और शाम को अंधेरे में असुरक्षित महसूस नहीं होता था
हाँ इसलिए मैं दोपहर में ही निकल जाती थी। चलते हुए कभी अंधेरे में नहीं लौटती थी।